What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Eating hot dogs is not a sport. You don't get a scholarship for eating dogs.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in the fellas, Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, doing great.
How we doing?
Doing well.
Bradley Beal.
I just
came in to light the room off.
No,
that's all.
It's already on fire.
The Giants had a big win last night. And I loved the game of baseball, but I couldn't ignore what I thought was strike three on Chapman in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Oh, the umpire was drunk.
Dibs, give me the robot up so the electronic stuff right now,
well,
man.
It's funny because I follow X, there's an account called Umpire Scorecards, at Umpire Scorecards, and after every game the next day, they give you the scorecard on pitches missed, both balls and strikes, and what the net run differential is in favor of one team or the other. Last night, the Giants got a 1.46 favored umpiring by the home plate umpire, Phil Cuzzy, in a two-run game.
Which means they covered.
It means they won 1.54-1.
Exactly.
With a robot.
Still a win.
We'd still be playing. But that's the point of, and I've never been in favor of robot umps, but it's gotten to the point now where it is too difficult to be a home plate ump. Yeah. Well, it's too hard.
Whenever I've complained, like on social media, about umpiring this year, it's never been, and maybe it comes off that way sometimes, it's never been, oh, the Giants got hosed. It's never been that. It's just, I can't stand baseball umpiring anymore.
There it is.
And so, yeah, you have to talk about it just as loud when it helps your team
as
when it hurts your team. Like, and so to Dib's point, is it too hard? Can a human being not track a 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
With movement.
Or, like, do we, you know, is there something else in play? And then my least favorite part, which is that baseball umpires will forever seemingly act like they're everybody's parents. Is like, you don't talk to me. Go to your room. You have to leave now.
That all weekend, taking the mask off, yelling.
You looked at me, so now you have to go to the clubhouse. Like, I've always despised that part of it. So, I don't know. Look, this is sort of like when the BCS came around. Like, it annoyed everybody. You knew immediately you're only going to have to wait a certain number of years.
We're getting closer.
But you're only going to have to wait a certain number of years. And this will change.
I give Phil Cuzzy a little credit last night on the most egregious one, which was the Bryce Harper. I'm looking at it here, strike three in the fifth. And Bryce turns around, which you're not normally supposed to turn around.
That's right.
And Bryce offered a brief opinion. Yeah. Cuzzy takes the mask off and comes back with his own thoughts. And then it ended.
Yeah.
As opposed to rip off the mask. What'd you say to me? You're out of here. One of the big stars of the game. And I'm looking at it here, Goo.
It was bad.
Strike called accuracy, 85%. That's not good.
That's terrible.
If you're at 95, that's a good night for an umpire. 95%.
And how fair is that for four guys who love the game to know one pitch can change an at bat. That's all. It's hard enough, but will one wrong pitch?
Of course.
That's it.
Bryce said in the locker room after the game, the umpire took over the game. Those are his exact words.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Umpire took over the game. Yeah. Yeah, the umpire scorecard is the same as being an academic workshop. You have to get an A. A B is the same as an F.
You guys
it's
on fire.
It's the same
with that
as an
one.
F.
61 called strikes, 9 of them were balls. That is too many,
man.
Including the one. And
both
you can,
teams?
What's cool? Yeah, totally. Cheers. So you see the graphic, and they show you the way it comes down, and then it says overall favor, Philly minus 0.56, Giants plus 0.86. That's almost a run and a half. That is a dramatic swing. Normally it's about a half run either way, and, you know, good calls, bad calls, you know, we had our share. But last night, in some of the biggest spots, Cuzzy was just awful.
Did you guys talk at all about Nico Horner?
Well, we haven't done our
Bishop,
show yet.
Bishop O'Dowd.
I guess so. No, this happened a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Did you see what he got? I guess so.
I
haven't talked about anything yet.
And we talked about the person who officiated my wedding up in 9 days, Willard Ties the Knot.
Look at
you.
The officiant, Luke Stauffenegger, I think his brother played baseball with the aforementioned Nico Horner at O'Dowd. But please continue.
Yes. He got thrown out of a game recently.
Okay.
You know what he said to the ump? And does this deserve an ejection?
I can already tell you no.
All right. Ball outside, strike. Horner turned around and goes, "You're having a really bad day." Ejected.
No, of course it's not.
But that's
so lame. Of course
it's
not.
That is, come on.
That's absolutely terrible.
But I feel like the...
I kind of think that one is, come on.
No, you know why? Do you know why I've long... Listen, there's a limit to everything. But I've always raged against the idea of words leading to
ejections.
Having
a conversation. I can't... Right. You're above that?
If it goes on too long, fine. Right? If it gets very, very obscene... Fine.
Disrespectful.
Outside of that, why would anything bother an ump? We can't hear what he said.
Come on.
If he was mic'd up, then I get it. If the whole stadium heard him criticize the umpire, maybe I'd understand it. We don't know what Nico said. We just know that he looked at him and spoke.
Mm.
I don't know why you're not allowed to render an opinion as a Major League Baseball player.
I don't like that.
You're having a rough day. Kind of like Ken is in the other room. I just got completely distracted.
Wow.
He's wearing a Dodger hat.
And he's a Met fan.
Right, there's my problem. Like, you thought I was mad because you're wearing a Dodger hat.
Dodgers.
Inside 95.7 the game here in San Francisco. That's part of it. It's disrespectful, but it's also like wackadoodle. Like, you're not a Dodger fan. Why are you wearing a Dodger hat right now if you're not a Dodger fan?
I just have a lot of different hats. I don't think it's that big of a hat. I got a Tampa Bay Rays hat. You want me to wear that tomorrow?
It'd be better. It's still wackadoodle. Like, I don't understand
Scotty
that.
And I got on them earlier.
This is actually even worse than guy who wears a Diamondbacks jersey to a Pirates-Giants game. I don't understand it. Like, wear what you want. It's San Francisco. Wear whatever the hell you want. I don't get you, though. Like, who does that? Who's getting ready in the mirror, you're like, tonight's a good night for me.
But if you're repping your team and you got tickets to said game.
I guess.
Like, I wore my Cowboy jersey to the Super Bowl. My team wasn't playing. That's the day you wear it.
That's called being a glutton for punishment.
Super Bowl's a little different. Because, by the way, you weren't going to the Super Bowl. You were going to someone's house. You were coming
over
to my
house. Multiple people's house.
Yeah, and you went to multiple houses, it turns out, and said hi to everyone. So that's a little bit different. Again, I'm not offended by it. I just don't understand it.
For example, if the Giants, they play tonight, and a guy comes to the game in a Mets jersey.
He's repping his team.
Yeah, but it's Tuesday. I love the game.
Are you a tourist? Is that why you're here?
Maybe.
And if you're a tourist, you're like, oh, we're in town. We should, like Lucas was just saying to me, he's going to be in San Diego next week, and he's bummed. Because the Padres aren't in town.
Of course.
But if they were, he'd go. And whoever they're playing, I don't know. Would he wear a Giants jersey? Maybe.
I think he would. We know that Marlins man likes to go to games and just be Marlins man.
So that if you're a tourist and you're like, I'm just here to check out the ballpark. All right. But it's weird.
I think it's weird.
Just wear a T-shirt. You got clothes that don't have logos.
You know why they're wearing it, though. they're repping their squad.
But your squad ain't here.
But
their that's squad what diehards
but
do
their
is.
Their squad's not at a bar either when you walk into a San Francisco bar with a Mets shirt.
But that squad might be playing on TV at that bar.
I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
Not a
maybe
foul.
He had his phone with him and
foul.
He was watching the Mets.
I mean, again, I'm not going to go talk to the guy. I'm not going to go get mad at him. I just think it's weird. Do you have clothes that don't have logos on them? I'd go with those.
You can. Yeah.
Plus, you're a tourist, so do that thing. Wear tube socks and sandals. Look like a tourist.
I was just reminded earlier when you were talking about how you used to like write letters to teams and ask for memorabilia, and I was thinking about what I would do as a kid. You'd go to Candlestick, and I always would get probably, I think it was $3 or $4 from my dad, and buy one of those plastic helmets.
Sure.
Because they had all the teams.
With
and
the
so,
brown.
Exactly. Thing in the there. Brown insert. Yeah, the plastic insert that you could adjust to whatever size you wanted. And then we would go home the next day, and my buddy Jeff Ferrero and I would play wiffle ball, and you would be the team of the helmet that you had.
Yeah.
And you'd go to the sporting green and write down the lineup. You know, here's Ken Obergefell. And you'd go out, you know, Chris Chambliss, and you know, I had my Braves helmet on, Chambi and Rafi and all the rest of it. But you had me thinking about the salad days, Steiny, when you would go and just you'd buy a helmet, and pretty soon, end of a season, you might have 7 or 8. You know, you had the Giants, of course, and you didn't have a Dodger helmet, Ken, but you might have a Mets, you might have a Phillies, whatever.
Well, and there's an age aspect to this too.
Right.
Like, how old are you when you're talking about this?
31.
31. Okay. Like Ken is a grown ass man.
I was 12, Mark.
Exactly. That's different. Like my son, we were just talking about this the other day. He had a period of time, any jersey, all jerseys. He just wanted jerseys. Dude was rocking a James Harden Rockets jersey in my house.
That's,
he had a KD Oklahoma City jersey before KD was a Warrior. He, in fact, one Christmas, he asked for a Russell Wilson jersey, and my parents, bless their hearts, a Russell Wilson Seahawks jersey, whatever.
Seafoam green.
My mom looks straight into the eyes of this 8-year-old kid.
Oh, he didn't get it.
Goes, we're not getting you that. I was like, that's my mom. That's my mom. You go get that from somebody's aunt. You're not getting it from my mom. Not how. And he got his Russell Wilson jersey from the other side of the family because that's what he wanted.
Oh, wow.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
My
good
first wife is big on the thrift store shopping.
Okay.
So one day, my little man, who's now 22, college graduate, he shows up in a Ray Allen Celtics green. And I was like, okay. A couple weeks later, he's got the old red, white, and blue 76ers Iverson.
Nice.
I was like, look at you, Chanda. Nice little thrift store finds, you know?
He's tall, Diaz. I saw your picture of him graduating. I'm like, damn,
couple
Diaz.
Of stretch fours.
Yeah. I mean, just thinking about it, everybody's got their own picadillos with the, like, I like to wear apparel from other teams, but the teams need to be a little bit off the beaten track. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't wear a Duke basketball jersey, but I might wear a Murray State basketball jersey. You know what I mean?
John Morant.
What was the one that Steph got you? What did Steph get you?
A regular jersey. Warriors jersey.
Okay. But no, you won't wear that either.
Yeah. No, it's in a frame. It's autographed.
Okay. All right.
But would you wear it if you hadn't?
Yeah, that's all.
I mean, I'm 60 years old. I'm going to come with a tank top of the Curry jersey.
Guaranteed Guru will in 7
Dr.
Pont,
well, I don't
years.
Know how old the doc is, but he'll in good shape.
Let
he'll
me ask you this.
Jersey
do you
wear?
I'll wear it till I'm in the cast.
Do you wear any other NFL team's jersey but the Cowboys?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Pirates.
Just Pirates.
Just Pirates.
Yeah.
Giants.
Remember, I told you I'm on the verge of getting the SF hat. I said,
City Connect Tuesday. It's City Connect Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, that's right. It is.
I saw a guy walking over here today with the jersey and the hat.
Which are growing on me. Bush still does. He denying them. Where are you at? Where are you guys with
them? Oh, I'm fine. They're
growing on me. Did white pants, the lights.
I like them, yeah.
But I'm not doing both at once. Pick one.
All right.
Hat or jersey. If you wear both, you're wearing a uniform and you're not on the team.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Who are you? I asked Guru this one. I think it's a it's fair. It's fair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our question. Who are you more worried about? Hayden Birdsong or Verlander heading into the second half of the season?
Birdsong.
Verlander.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, we got the same answer.
That's my goal.
It's a fight. Now it's a four-hour fight.
There you go. 2-17.
I agree with him, dude.
2-17 is coming like a freight train.
Well, you have one pitcher, obviously, who's pitched in this situation 20 times, and you've got another pitcher who's never been in this situation.
Right, and so who has a greater ability to find it? I would lean on the guy who's been doing it for 20 years. I will just say that I'm trepidatious about the whole idea because he looks like he's long in the tooth, and it looks like it may be gone for good, but
man.
Hayden Birdsong, you said this yesterday, like, he's throwing the ball to where the ump should be asking for robo-umps.
That happened. Yeah.
If I'm an ump, I'm going to the bullpen and bringing in the robot.
I'm leaning right.
They won the game, but I hear you, Dibs.
Five walks?
Yeah, no, he has no idea where the ball's going, but I have full beliefs. He's such a pup. What is he, 23, and he looks 13. Like, he'll find it. He's just going through a little thing.
And that's command and mental as opposed to beating Father Time with Verlander.
He'll find it at some point, hopefully fast enough. I don't know that Verlander is going to find it ever again.
I think I know, Will.
And those quotes that he had after his most, Dibs, you agreed with me. His quotes after his last start are the last thing I want to hear from a pitcher who's like, well, we've arrived at huck it up against the wall time and see what sticks.
Man. Help me because I was busy this weekend.
What's up?
With what he said.
What Verlander said?
I mean,
I'm going to have to paraphrase without pulling it up. I'll grab it. But essentially, he came out of that and was like, look, I've been doing this long enough to know sort of how to get out of it, but I thought I had found some of those things, and they haven't translated, so we have arrived at throw bleep against the wall, period, and we'll see what works.
Yeah, because he said, my fastball is not going by people, and my off-speed stuff out of the zone is basically getting spit upon, and then when I make a mistake in the zone, they're lighting it up. And so, Mark's like, Verlander said, I'm going to go out and throw it against the wall and see what sticks, and see you guys next week, which would be tomorrow, right, his next start? It's not tonight, I don't think. I lose track sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Birdsong is I'm with Mark. Like, he'll eventually figure it out. It may not be this year. Like, he may struggle in the second half this year, but it's all part of the growing process.
Robbie Ray is tonight. Verlander is tomorrow. Verlander is scheduled to go tomorrow.
Giants can acquire a pitcher or a hitter at the deadline.
We did this.
Where's the hitter play?
See, I would take a starting pitcher over any hitter right now.
I probably would, too.
That's what we're
okay, what's the biggest position in need? Catcher?
From an offensive standpoint, it is. I don't even know if they're open to moving him, though.
Yeah.
Or taking him out because he does so much defense.
Is the Devers thing at first still a lock like you told me last week?
Yeah, he's just got to get healthy. I mean, I don't think they want Wilmer Flores in the field if they can help it. But obviously, whatever Rafi's dealing with physically is dragging on. Because remember, when Bo Mel came on our show, he's like, we think Devers probably played first base on the road trip.
That's right.
Road trip's over.
That's right.
Never did. And then Devers said something about his health. He's like, I'll be ready to go.
And you see it when he's running. He's running as fast as he can. And then at the end, you see that hit.
It's the groin in the back, right? And so if you're in that spot and you've got five more games till the break, you might as well just wait. You know, just
and
slow
we're already
play.
Past 81. I hate with the break. Like, oh, we got 81 more. No, you don't.
Well, the NBA All-Star break this year, I think, was at 54 games or 55? And, yeah, that thing was way late. And,
Yeah, I think Devers, we were talking about Devers. And, how does a guy like that, if it's a groin, how does he get healthy?
That's, man.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, that's a...
Man, oh,
I mean,
man.
You're DHing, so you're not actually... I mean...
No, that's true.
You're out there for about 5 minutes a night. Like, honestly, that's how long you're out there. And the All-Star break's coming.
Yeah.
I would hope, and maybe Matt Williams could stop sending him. That'd be my other suggestion.
It does seem like it's Devers again.
Don't send that guy.
Blow.
Stop sending that guy.
But. So, what else has been going on? Guys, I've been gone, so fill me in.
Thanks. NBA free agency is basically like a sleep study. I don't know if you've ever been a part of one, but I haven't, but I know a lot about them. And you show up and you sleep. And that's been NBA free agency. It's been a bunch of, small little dreams and a couple of nightmares. And we sit here still lamenting the loss of Kevon Looney 5 days later because there's nothing else to do. And we can all, and Mark had a funny little bit yesterday about, the QO and the CBE and this apron and that apron. And, Mark's thinking, I don't want to steal all your bits because you missed it yesterday, but... The NBA has made it impossible to enjoy because of all the legalese and the mumbo jumbo.
Is that what Draymond was pointing at? Well, he talked about the deal just itself, where it's the haves and have nots.
Well, I heard a caller on your show today basically saying that like a lot of the new CBA was built so that another Warrior dynasty or one like it would
Man,
never
that
happen
hit
again.
Me.
And I could tell that it hit you, and it's not that it didn't hit me, but I don't really see it exactly the same way, because if you think about what is actually exciting to the NBA, they would be incentivized to do what? Like, those dynasties rated really highly. When LeBron and Steph are in the finals, your ratings were double
what
they are now.
Well, why put the apron in after the success of the Warrior dynasty, I would ask?
For the owners to have a reason to then say publicly why they're not spending as much money. See, we have to stay. Like, they built in all of these penalties.
And they're legit.
They built in penalties on themselves. And that way they can go to the public and to the players and to the agent. Ugh. Yeah, we'd give you $30 million a year, but damn that stupid apron.
And why the Clippers said bye to Norman Powell, knowing you didn't want to.
They just don't want to spend money. And now they've got a built-in excuse.
Yeah. Well, and that's, like, Draymond's Instagram post was kind of interesting because he was talking about, and that party's right about, because it's one of those things. We said all year there was no money for Kuminga. And
doesn't mean there's not a market.
Well, let's get creative. We can get creative. Well, now it's 10 days in.
That was me saying it.
No.
They'll find money.
No, they might. They still might. It's just that there's no money. Like, they're really going to have, like, look at, think about what the Bucks did just to be able to get one free agent. They waived Damian Lillard.
And look what the Pacers did. Like, literally gave away their first opportunity at contention. It also that they could stay below the luxury tax.
Said that the GM for the Pacers was, they were ready to do that and go into the...
They were.
Yeah, that's what he said. They were blindsided.
And then Halliburton's injury freaked them out. But that's stupid because that's just 1 year. They're all young.
Just Pritchard said like yesterday that they had talked to ownership and ownership was willing to go into that apron for Miles Turner, and they just lost Miles Turner.
He said he
read it on Twitter.
He just left.
I don't know if I buy that.
If that's true,
that's hard to buy. Like,
you don't
want
to stay here?
I don't know why Miles would do that. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, and I read it, you know, okay, found money. Here's the other thing. So, you know, oh, the Warriors get creative, they'll find some money. The leverage for any of these restricted free agents would come from, well, if you won't find the money, someone else will, and no one else is either. So that's like they're all able to use this one blanket excuse and try to bring salaries down. And I think that's what Draymond is basically getting at in that Instagram post. And this is how I read the D'Anthony Melton rumor,
yeah,
if you want to call it that. If Melton and Horford were to both come to the Warriors, I believe, could be wrong, more likely that means, and what they're waiting on, is to find a Kuminga trade. Now, because the idea of them signing all three, I don't think they have that dough. I mean, they have that dough, but they're not going to spend that dough. Like, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In order to have the, and here's where we get into mumbo jumbo, but in order to have the non-taxpayer mid-level exception of $14.1 million, you essentially would need Kuminga to either be gone and turn that into 50% on the dollar, not have to pay him $20 million a year, turn that into 10, or you'd have to have him sign that QO for 7.9. Right. And then you've got 14.1, which you could probably split between Melton and Horford.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel. I know we're up against it. I think he's going to remain in a Warrior uniform. The Kuminga thing.
Yeah, I think he plays on the qualifying offer. Because if you look at it, and what I read from Draymond was not a direct shot at Kuminga, but Kuminga's in the bucket.
No doubt.
Because if you had the forethought to really go through as an agent and as a player and look at where teams were going to be vis-a-vis the cap, you could see there was only one team. And also, if you're Kuminga and his agent, you should be looking at next year. Because you look at next year, the cap goes up, and there's at least six or seven teams, maybe more, that will have significant cap space next year. This year was just a perfect storm of him being restricted, and I think you said that earlier, Stein. You were kind of in your bag today, and I want to let you go, so I won't praise you too much, but when you said you would do everything you could to avoid being a restricted free agent, and I thought about it as I'm driving in, think about the term, restricted. You're not free at all. You are beholden to what your team can and will do with and around you and what other teams also want to do with you. And in a market where there's no money, he's heavy on the restricted, light on the free.
I don't think the Warriors are going to let him do what a lot of people are now suggesting. It's not that simple where he's just like, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, take that QO and then just be unrestricted next year.
We get nothing.
Sure, but that hands back to the Warriors, that hands them the power for the next however many months of his career and his playing time and his stats, and all of that affects his money. Plus, the Warriors are so against the idea of letting him walk for free.
Which they should be.
Right, which is why I still think they're going to find a deal for him. I still think they're going to find a trade. I get that
and
it's
I
hard.
Think that's why they're going to, that's why this could go on for a while.
So yeah, all right. But they all get together in Vegas next week.
Oh, that's right.
So sometimes face to face helps move the ball.
Yeah, and maybe they'll ask me to help broker the deal. As you know, a man of people, somebody who, you know, I know Mike Dunleavy a little bit, and I haven't met JK, but always been a fan. So yeah, maybe I could step in and be his agent because he needs one.
You can get these things done at the blackjack table.
No doubt.
They shuffle those six deck shoes. Got some time to talk.
No doubt.
Yeah, get it done.
All right, guys. Oh, you guys got Landon Roop at 2:30.
Landon Roop is in 18 minutes.
Sweet.
Monty Poole is in 1 hour.
Nice.
We'll get answers.
On 95.7, The Game.
That's right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.